Yeah, it was all
it's
over.
Why we love today.
That's not correct. See, no thinking thing. It's
no.
It's the weekend update.
Come on, get it in gear, Mr. Big Voice. What is wrong with him?
Announcer.
He needs more coffee.
Well, yesterday was 420, so maybe he's coming off of that a little bit. Who knows out there? Which, by the way, was sparking up LJT week, for crying out loud. Larry Joe Taylor Fest. Melody Mountain comes alive. Man, there's still people not back from Stillwater, for crying out loud. Bless you guys out there.
Roll call.
But a lot of proms for a lot of schools and senior classes around the area, intermingled with the Easter fun. I saw there was a Saturday, I guess, in between the storms, there were some pretty sizable protests downtown Fort Worth over the weekend. Just people making friends, man.
Mm-hmm.
Why
hey, besties.
Not on an Easter weekend? Sports world, our Dallas Mavericks, finally, they were old yellered, and this season now can be put behind the barn, and we can just forget about it.
That's it, no more.
Because graciously, mm-mm. another team decided to beat them, and so they don't make the playoffs, the Dallas Mavericks. That's, the season ends, by the way, as they are now trying to vie for a new stadium. Because this is the time to bring that up?
Yeah, absolutely. And didn't they also increase the season ticket holders' prices?
They did all
as
of
well?
That.
There you go.
Well, the Dallas Mavericks season consequently ended exactly 77 days after they traded number 77, Luka Doncic.
Mm.
A little symmetry nice. There. Mm-mm. Our Dallas Stars got smoked in game one. They'll play again tonight against the hated Colorado Avalanche. Their playoffs go on. It wasn't protesters. It was bouncy little gymnastics all over the weekend, all over the town.
Mm-hmm.
Down at Dickey's Arena, congratulations to OU. They win their, I believe, seventh national championship in the world of the U.S. gymnastics. And that's about all I know about that.
I was going to say, we don't, in my family, we don't make the flyers. That's not our lot in life.
Yeah.
Not little people.
So, Boomer Sooner on that front right there. What'd you do this weekend?
Well, it kicked off on Friday because, you know, the kids have a four-day weekend for one holiday. And we started off with my daughter getting her hair cut. Now, the woman has a lot of hair. So, this was a very big event. And she came out of there looking much older than 13 years old. And I'm still having a moment. There was a young lady getting ready for prom in the chair next to her, and she looked beautiful. I mean, so much so that I really wanted to just pony up for the rest of her dress because she obviously couldn't afford it, that poor young lady. And apparently prom is a thing. She said to, this is like 2 p.m. And I was what time is the dance? And she said, well, it's not till 7. But the pictures are at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then my daughter informs me in the 7th grade, well, no one really goes to the dance. They just go there to get more pictures taken, and then they go to the after parties. So no one is ever going to the prom at the Lee compound. And then we just did all the things. I went to Costco on Saturday, and I lived to tell about it.
There
Look
you
at
go.
Me go. And
congratulations.
I mean, celebrating a whole lot on Easter Sunday was fantastic. What about you?
Holy cow. Yeah, two church services, two family gatherings. And then it was two nights intermingled of WrestleMania. That's right, the Immortal Showcase of Champions. Which, by the way, started off, much to my mom's delight, singing America the Beautiful.
Shelly Roll!
Oh,
yeah.
Look at her.
He started off WrestleMania 41.
The world is your oyster,
only you
hangsters.
Could. But new Intercontinental Champion, new Tag Team Champions. And yes, Cody Rhodes' one-year reign as your WWE Universal Champion is now over.
Dang it. So you didn't finish the story?
No, the story has been finished now for a good year or so, actually. No, Evil John Cena has now set the record, breaking Ric Flair's longstanding 16 world champions. He is now the 17-time world champion, John Cena. And he promises to henceforth ruin wrestling as we know it on his way out.
That's not very nice.
Howie's very concerned. He watched most of WrestleMania, mm-hmm. the Bunny with us,
yeah.
and I think at first he was pulling for John Cena, and then he saw how dirty John Cena was playing. And Howie, don't do that.
And that's not how he rolls.
No.
Well, I mean, he has. I mean, it hasn't been a long time in the ring.
It was Easter weekend.
I know. He has spent a lot of time. Did he go to the sink again?
No.
Was that necessary?
Probably wanted to after Cena won. But yeah, and that sets the stage because this Friday at Dickie's Arena, they're in town, and once again the champ is here. John Cena, in his evil form, will be in Fort Worth, Texas this Friday night.
Are you going to be there?
And the Buckner family will be there.
What about Howie?
Howie's not allowed.
What?
I ask questions.
Waking up the West Coast.
It's Easter week.
It's KB and Heather Lee.